Gang Green.
Season 8?
It sounds so depressing. Don't even. It just sounds so depressing.
What sounds depressing?
The way you're bringing the show in.
I'm not Season depressed. 26, episode 26.
So we're down 0-2, so it's a little depressing.
Listen, we're going to get swept. And you can watch us on YouTube at Red's Army. You can listen to us at iTunes, Gangrene TV.
You can watch us get swept right out of the rotation at Red's Army.
That's
right
correct. Out. Yep.
Watch all.
You can call us and complain about the Celtics.
I bet you right now the Family Dollar in Cleveland is completely sold out of brooms.
You think so?
I after tonight's game.
They're not going to get swept there, though.
No, but they're going to still bring them out. I mean, why not?
Just to
I bet you a couple of Cleveland
clean
fans.
Clean up the city?
Yeah, well, that city needs a paint. Maybe a can of
paint.
Maybe a can of paint and some
No, the
life.
Skyline looks nice on the court.
Yeah. A nice silhouette of
We did get a text this week.
We did.
And it was someone wishing for a Celtics to win in 7 and then somehow skip the other rounds.
This sounds like somebody we might know.
And face Golden State in the finals.
I figured we might know who this is.
Yeah, so you can also text cockamamie ideas like that if you'd like to.
You could text us tomfoolery at 508-731 GGTV. Golden State and Celtics, huh?
Yeah.
Do you even think the NBA would allow that? Well, actually, you know what? David Stern's not in charge anymore. So maybe Adam Silver were like, bro, let's do it once. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
I mean.
Maybe.
Remember those times where, like, you would think, like, oh, this team and this team, you know, that'd be a great finals. And then you stopped. You're like, David Stern would never allow that to happen.
Right, yeah.
How many times did we say that throughout the course of
Sacramento.
Our, oh, man.
Yeah. But at the same time, the Spurs have been there so many times. It's not
right.
Like that's a big market.
Right. Accidentally, I'm sure. You know, it's one of those, hey, the Spurs really played to get there. The front office of the NBA is like, God damn it.
Why is New York so screwed up?
Why could it be the Knicks?
Someone got fired.
Oh, yeah. There had to be new people getting fired in that front office every year. So,
you just want to get into the meat of it?
Yeah, let's just go all the way.
All right. So Kyrie Irving, he's pretty good, right?
You can't stop him. You can't even. I don't even know why they're bothering to stop him.
I don't know. In that game one, I don't know if they tried.
I
was at my parents' Sunday dinner, of course.
Of course.
My father.
Sunday fun day.
God bless him. Said, oh, is that LeBron James? Because, you know, he was scoring all the baskets.
How come LeBron James wore an Irving jersey?
Yeah.
What's that about?
Yeah, you can't see that.
Is that Irving from the Cowboys?
He's retired now. He can't see.
Well, that's true. That's true, yeah. He doesn't even work anymore.
Well, I mean, I think
figure he has time to look things up then.
Yeah.
I think you can stop Kyrie Irving. I just don't think Isaiah Thomas can.
What, with one of those brooms, like, trip him up?
No.
Maybe.
I mean, I think
Nancy Kerrigan him.
Avery Bradley's been really bad this series too.
Well, he's been showing up half. Like, all right, so he shows up for like maybe the first 6 to 7 minutes in the first quarter, and then he disappears.
Well, he's in foul trouble tonight too.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying game one, Bradley was there for like the first quarter. And then once time started in the second quarter, it was like, hey, what happened to Bradley? He's out there, but is he not working? Like, is he just hanging out? Are you just going to hang out there? Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, he's gonna hang out, take bad shots from the top of the key.
Oh, I think the whole
another
I think,
thing. That's another
yeah,
thing.
We'll get
itself.
To that. The root of the problem is just it's a bad matchup.
Can I stop everybody real quick?
Yeah.
I blame all of this on Mike Gorman. He was the one that went ahead and he said, like, Celtics are going to win. I have a feeling they're going to win it in 6. And so here we all are in Boston going, they're going to win
sorry.
It in 6. Mike Gorman said 6. Mike Gorman's, why would he ever be wrong?
I blame you
no
for believing that.
That's
playing
my problem.
You. He was playing you.
Like an old fiddle.
Yeah.
Could, like an old fiddle.
They could still win in 6.
It's possible.
4 in a row, right?
Well, I guess
that's how it would work. Yeah.
Yeah,
I guess you know.
Contrary to earlier, I can.
You can add now.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to think that's not too far fetched. If they weren't playing Cleveland, there's 3 of those 4 more
or
games.
Or if they had better players,
right? Or taller players, or players that knew how to rebound and
oh,
shoot threes.
God.
But there's 4 more games in order to get 6. Thank you, fast math. 3 of those games would be at home.
No.
Yeah. It'll go three and four at home. Five is in Cleveland. Six would be home.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So okay. Three games out of the four, if they could take that game five in Cleveland, which there's no shot in hell. But, I mean, you know, hey.
Hey.
Stranger things happen. Kevin Garnett said anything is possible, right?
Yeah, right.
So,
yeah.
I mean, anything, I guess, is possible.
Anything's possible for him, I think, was the subtext.
I think you're drinking way too much spiked Kool-Aid in order to think that. Listen, I'm still thinking that the Celtics could get one game. You know, maybe Thursday's game at home. There's a slight possibility that they could take it, you know. I mean, hey, we lost a little bit less today than we did Sunday.
They were in that game for a long time.
They were. It was longer than – it was about, what, four minutes left in the fourth quarter?
Yeah. But that's where it all falls apart.
Well, but they're a worse team. That's right. Expected, you know. Right. I mean, the cream rises to the top, I think, is that saying.
But it's one of those things where
– I've watched so much Trailer Park Boys, I'm not even sure what sayings are the right sayings anymore, you know.
You have to be very careful about that.
Yeah.
I'm still not on the board of this show yet.
Well.
This show.
Yeah.
Yeah, 8 years now. I'm still not really thinking.
You know what I'm finding out is I meant to bring this up last week before the playoffs started, is that if Isaiah Thomas had that really good series, is that he will definitely be my Paul Pierce.
Right.
Not that anyone will ever be like Paul Pierce because of my age and it was just a perfect storm, but he's the guy, he's the guy now. He's had two great games. He's fun to watch, and he'll probably be traded, but if he stays on the team, he's that guy, you know.
No,
he's the one.
He's ours for the next 3 years. Pending Danny.
Right, but he's
Danny might go to the bottom drawer of his desk and take out all that big old bottle of Blue
Jesus.
And
he's had two good games. He ends this – if he has a really good series, he's already won Boston over, but if he has, a really great playoff series, doesn't that even boost him up a little bit?
Yeah, maybe, but it's going to be hard to do in four or five games.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
You know, I think
I'm clinging on to that one fun thing.
I think playing well and losing is kind of, you know, they cancel each other out.
If they could rebound the basketball.
If they knew how to do that.
Yeah.
If they had a good rebounder and or if they just stopped going out there and chucking threes.
That drives me absolutely.
I feel like we would probably be under we wouldn't be losing by 10, 11. We'd be losing by maybe 5 or 6.
It's kind of the same problem, though, because you can't go inside because you're all short and can't, you know, and then, you know, you can't rebound because you're all short. It's the same issue.
Do you think that, they should practice more about shooting threes?
There's only so much better you can get at, you know.
It's just it's not a high percentage shot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a higher percentage.
Until LeBron James or Irving goes out there and just dominates threes all over the place.
The thing that frustrates me is I'd rather see, you know, the threes chucked up than the in-between, 18-foot jump shots, because I think those are even a worse percentage.
Well, because you're a young guy.
Yeah, I don't think the math is on your side on this one.
No,
Kurt.
It's not. It's not at all.
Because if you step back 2 feet, it's worth one more point.
I get it.
So are we talking so what do you guys feel? Less Turner, more Thomas, or are you okay with the 50-50 that's going on right now? I feel like there's more Turner out there than Thomas, especially game one, there was more. So
I should have written the minutes down, but I didn't.
Right, but I'm saying in the games that you watched, I guess it's not about minutes per se. I'm talking about the fact that who's taking better shots? I feel Thomas should be out there more than than Turner or maybe a Bradley. I know Bradley has to be out there, but
I think the issue is that the Cavs are trying to take away Thomas. So I think you notice the other guys more.
Right.
The thing we noticed when we were all watching together tonight is, you know, they had the Evan Turner turnaround jump shot when he had Kyrie Irving in the post.
Right.
And it's well, that's kind of the shot you want to take because that's the good – that's a decent matchup, but it's also, a bad shot because it was a fadeaway in the post by not a post player. So I think it's part of that. It's, you know, Evan Turner's getting better matchups, so I think we're noticing him more, but it is unfortunate. But that's how playoff basketball works. You have to take that and see if you can counter it with anything to get, you know, maybe more screens, to get
right.
Thomas on the right guy to drive to the rim.
But they're just better. Like, it's going to keep on coming down to that. Like,
I mean, we all knew. Everybody knows.
And this conversation also kind of leads into what we're going to start in the next segment,
right?
Which is, should we flip the starters around?
Right.
So why don't
So right before we end the segment, who do you think's having a better game, LeBron or LeBron's hairline?
Oof.
Stats came up with a great one today. He's almost missable on the court because he's not wearing a headband, and he's got brand new hair.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't know.
Might as well you just hardly recognize
him. So you gotta kind of you really have to look for him.
I mean, for 4 years in the playoffs, at least, you know, probably more than that because of the Cleveland days, like you just look for the headband. It's the only one on the court. It was always white, you know, with like a, you know, a Heat uniform or a Cavs uniform.
Right.
It's like really easy to spot him, and now it's kind of fades in a little bit.
You don't see him until he's like just dominating the basket.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh, there he is.
I was like, this guy's really good. Oh yeah, that's that guy.
You know.
All right, well, let's take a quick break and regroup and talk about some more stuff. Back.
That sounds fun.
Gangrene TV on iTunes is brought to you by Viking Motorsports. For all your general repairs and performance upgrades, Viking Motorsports is located on 134 Newbury Street, Peabody, Mass. That's Route 1 South, 978-536-3278. Make sure to rate and review us on iTunes, and thank you to Viking Motorsports.
Hey, for all you Celtics fans out there who want to leave a message for the gang, the number is 508-731-GGTV. Once again, 508-731-4488. Thanks for tuning in and stay infected.
And we're back. Welcome back, everybody.
Thanks.
So in segment one, we talked about more Thomas, less Turner. So now the question comes in, should the second unit become the first unit for game three?
No.
No.
No. I mean,
well, that's it. Well, back to you, everybody. Stay infected. Good night.
I mean, I get the idea, but so a lot of the second unit guys are the guys that are finishing the game. I mean, Jarebko hasn't really played super well this series. He's getting beat on the boards a lot.
Yeah.
And just the last two games, it's a really small sample, but they've had good first halves and they've had really good first quarters and they've gotten out, you know, to good leads. I don't know if that's just because, you know, Cleveland came out not shooting well or what, but, you know, it seems to be working. If anything, you'd want to repeat that performance for the second half of these games.
Right. In the history of the Cleveland, though, I mean, do you think, like, game three or four, they'll kind of, like, just lay down and be like, ah, we got this?
No, I think.
And then they kind of lose their marbles about themselves, and that's how the Celtics would take one?
No, they're not.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think the teams that do that were like the Heat teams, like the teams that have been there and done it and like it's a foregone conclusion. I think you might see that from like LeBron or some, you know, like the James Jones, like the Mike Millers, the kind of guys that have been there and,
I would think Kyrie and Kevin Love, they're like, this is what the playoffs is? This is awesome.
They're younger and it's like, you know, they don't know better to, you know. But then again, if the Celtics get out to a big lead, I could see them being like, packing in and, you know, rest guys for the rest of the playoffs. And, you know, they have more to play for than one game.
It's funny you mentioned Kevin Love. There was a tweet that came out, I think it was today or yesterday, and there was a picture of Kevin Love, and he's like, he looks confused, and he's saying, but I've already played 82 games. Like, why am I playing more?
Right.
And it's like, it's funny because you don't really realize, you know, big names like Kevin Love and Irving, you don't realize that this is their first playoff experience. And just on the Celtics team alone, there's seven guys on this team that have never played playoffs. Like, this is a lot of people's first playoff experience.
Yeah. And people talk about, like, the value of, like, you know, wouldn't you rather have, like, a higher pick or something like that?
Right.
I think this is valuable, especially because it's in all primetime games because of LeBron. You know, they're not buried on NBA TV or anything. I think this experience is valuable.
Oh, definitely.
For all those guys.
Do you think so? Well, actually, I'm, you know, like, you know, proud of these guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because they are playing closer than I thought they would.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly.
I still think they're going to get swept. But so even if they get swept, is it still a valuable experience? Just like the atmosphere and everything?
Yeah, I think it is. I think, you know, I think TV timeouts are longer. I mean, you got to think the Celtics team hasn't really played like any national games either.
Right.
You know, they're not on Sunday. You know, they're not a marquee matchup anymore against teams. So they don't have like the experience of like longer timeouts, longer halftime. You know, just getting that experience is like, and getting, you know, playing the same team like, you know, in a series is like something you don't really do.
True.
Like, you don't do that in college. You know, it's a different team every other night. You know, you play, like, two games. You play, like, a Thursday and a Saturday or Friday, Sunday. It's, like, not something that a lot of these guys are used to. So I think that is valuable. It's, like, you know, they're going to go home and, you know, break down tonight's tape and that kind of stuff. It's, like, I think you do that during the season to get a little bit better, but not to this extent. And it's going to help them going forward.
Yeah, well, I'm just glad that the other, like, 14 guys are on Marcus Smart's level now.
Well, get on his I mean, the playoffs are on his level now. Yeah. So, I mean.
That ticked me off a little bit.
That's the intensity.
Did I take that the wrong way? Am I just, like, a crotchety old man? Like,
no. I mean.
But not because of this.
Yeah. Just, like, he's a rookie, and he's, you know.
That's like the old saying, that's corkboard material now. So, like, not that Cleveland needs any kind of motivations to just dominate the Celtics, but, like, that's kind of like, you're right, though. That is cocky. That's kind of like, that's young punk type
stuff.
And
I want them to
like,
be cocky because you have to be cocky to be good, but,
yeah,
you know, like.
But, like, win a game and then say have a great game with a win, and then you can say things like, the playoffs are on my level. You know, it's
yeah,
like.
But I thought it was a little bit of a weird thing to say, but I also kind of like it because I think having that attitude for certain guys is important. You know, like, the way that I took it initially, and I understand how you can be like, you know, look at it in a negative
light. I didn't read the article or anything. I just saw the, you know.
But the way I took it was like, you know, I play, like, I want to play like this all the time. And I don't think that's a bad thing. It can kind of fit with, how he plays.
Right.
It's tenacious. He doesn't give up. He's, you know, a hard worker. And I think that kind of makes sense. It's like, you know, I think a lot of his fouls in the regular season are playoff fouls. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like that's kind of how I took it as like, you know, this is, you know, I want the games to matter. I want the games to mean something.
And thank you for explaining it to me. That's all I wanted.
Maybe
I
maybe he needs to throw a nut punch.
I think maybe
comfortable.
Maybe he should punch his teammate in the eyeball every week.
Well, there's
that would work.
No.
It seemed cocky. Obviously, what you said makes sense. It's just like when you read it, you're like, ah, really?
It's one of those things that's like, I'm really happy that he has that attitude, but I also would have preferred to not have it confirmed, like, in the public.
Right, yeah.
If a reporter, like, said something like, you know, like, if Jackie Mack was on the radio and said, like, you know, he loves this, he's, like, intense, you know, he loves the pace, he loves the, you know, how important it is, like, I'd fall in love with it.
Right.
But because he says it to, like, you know, it's from him, it just makes it a little different. But I think it's in the right place. I think it's, you know, I think it's a good thing.
I think I'm going to like him going forward. He's not flashy or anything, but I think he's like a Kevin Garnett type without the talent, you know? But, like, that attitude.
So
you know,
he's
like,
just a complete dick?
No. Yes. But, no, but he can be, like, the team, like, as he gets older, he can be the guy that, like,
He's like a Sabonis without the height.
Bad Boys 2017.
Yeah, 2016. We'll talk about that next week.
All right.
When we do our season finale, or as I like to call it, season finally. All right.
It's like the last episode, but
to jump back real quick, what we were saying about these guys in their first playoff experience. Not only is it seven members of the Celtics, but it's also Brad Stevens. I mean, you also have a coach who's just, like, brand new to all this. Mm-hmm. And we're not losing by a lot. We're losing, but you lost by 8 tonight. You lost by 13 on Sunday. It's not like you're getting blown out of the water. And being a rookie playoff team, it's not that
bad. They're holding their own. They're doing good.
It's not Stevens. It's the staff. But, you know, Walter didn't have a ton of playoff experience.
Right.
I mean, he had some, but
right. –
You know, I mean, I hate to think that, you know, Brian Dew, the trainer, is telling these guys what the playoffs are like, you know?
In 2008.
Because if you think back, even Doc, he had, like, he's like, well, I'm going to have Tibbs on because I want to play defense and I don't really know how to coach, you know? Like,
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And Brad Stevens, he does. He has all – is there anyone that has coach in the playoffs?
There has to be someone on that staff. I don't know them all.
Does he have any leftovers, or they all go to L.A.?
I don't think there's any really from the Doc era besides Brian Dew.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's it. So,
anyways.
Hey, but I mean, like I said, it's not bad.
It's
not bad. You'd like to see him squeak out one game.
Watching the end of the game, you get
nobody wants to see
it. I get a little upset because they start doing well, and you're like, oh, maybe there is a chance. Right. And I hate being positive, and get me positive.
It's that fourth quarter wheels falling off thing that we talked about.
But they waited until like halfway through the fourth quarter this time.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. They're doing all right.
You know what, though? I'm excited for future runs, so whatever.
Let's take a break, and when we come back, I have a little bone to pick with Lou Williams.
Don't we all?
The sixth bone?
Yeah, the sixth bone. We'll be right back.
What bone is that? Gangrene TV Season 8. We are now broadcasting on two different formats. Video format, just like the past seven seasons, and now podcast format for all you fans on the go. Go check us out at redzombie.com to find out how to watch and listen to us. And as always, stay infected.
We're back. And Lou Williams, what a hose job that was.
I like what you said the other day when we were talking through the chat. You said, do you think Thomas was passed up because
he wasn't
on the same team all year?
I mean, I'm obviously biased.
Obviously.
Obviously, I've taken a liking to Mr. Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
And
Bad Boys 89.
Yeah.
That one? Oh, no, new one.
Our Isaiah Thomas.
Oh, right.
My Isaiah Thomas.
Yours.
Yeah. So I thought he should win Sixth Man of the Year. Because he going back to another Kevin Garnett reference, he changed the culture around here.
Well, that is true.
I mean, as soon as that trade deadline, like, he is like the point where the season turned around. Sure, there was other things that went into it, but he was like the catalyst.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you, but you also can't take away what's going on in Atlanta. Like, they're...
Toronto.
What did I say?
Atlanta.
Oh well, cut that. Well, you can't take away from Drake, I guess.
Yeah. No.
Lou Williams was in Atlanta.
And I get it. I was just kind of being over the top a little bit, but I still feel he should have won. But I get that Toronto is a higher seed in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Lou Williams did it all year with
one team, right?
What are they, three seed?
Four.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it'd be one thing if, you know, Thomas was great in Phoenix, but I don't think he really was.
He's been great as a Celtic.
Yeah,
you know?
He has. Yeah. But, you know, there's something to be said about doing it the whole season.
I understand. Yeah. And I just hope that maybe next year he realizes that coming off the bench is a great spot for him.
Yeah. I think it's, you know, the Sixth Man is one of those awards. It's a little weird, like, just going back on, like, past winners and stuff, like, just in the last couple of years, it's like, you know, a lot of Jamal Crawford and Lamar Odom 1 year. It's like, you know, one of those awards. It's like, you don't really care.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you win, like, Eastern Conference, and it's just like, whatever. Yeah. That's not the main goal. Yeah.
You know, there's some awards, it's just like, you know, I mean, it'd be nice if, you know, your guy won, but at the same time, you're not too broken.
I guess in
a
season where you're just not going to really, you're going to get bounced out quick in the playoffs, one six-man award or a coin would be really nice.
It'd be nice to win something this year.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know.
Also, speaking of coming in second, third, fourth place.
Fourth place, unfortunately.
Coach Stevens. But again, the same thing. I mean.
So, like I said, you can't deny Atlanta.
Right, exactly.
All right, there. Woo, save myself.
I think this is another one. It's like, can you really recall a lot of Coach of the Year awards that didn't go to, like, you know. Yeah, like a top two seed in either conference.
No.
Like, that's just the way it is, and that's understandable. Yeah. I mean, you know, it'd be tough to give it to a Coach of the Year award to Brad Stevens with an under 500 team.
Right.
Also,
He's done a hell of a job coaching
this team, but Danny Ainge assembled it, so can you give him GM of the Year?
No, I mean, you're going to give Executive of the Year to a guy that built a under 500 team. It's like,
yes,
you know,
right.
I get the argument.
Boston's awesome.
Like,
everyone's getting awards.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely argue that.
It's
you know,
title town.
Yeah.
You can argue that Brad Stevens' effect on a team is larger than, you know, Budenholzer or, you know, Jason Kidd, but yeah. It's hard to quantify, and, you know, wins are definitely the easiest way to do that, so.
Yeah.
That's understandable. True. I thought it was interesting you got 2 first place votes. I thought that was, you know.
Different.
For a team in 7th seed, it's like.
Was that Steve Wilpett and Bob Ryan?
Maybe. Jackie Mack.
Yeah. Jackie McMuffin. She put it out there.
That's it's, you know, it's award season. They're doing it a little differently this year, which is interesting. They usually don't leak them out this early or this often.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know, I think they're going to start doing, like, an awards night or something, I heard. Oh, or they really? Want to do an awards night thing. They're trying to make it like the NFL
them,
where there's, like, an event, like, during the off season. Just really, really, really boring. Really, right, really don't care.
They're going to, like, televise this, and we all have to sit there and watch it.
Yeah, it's going to be, like, a two-hour thing. Because like,
I know.
2 hours. And
2 hours. I know I'll watch it.
Yeah, for, like, all the awards.
It'll probably be 4 hours.
I know I'll watch it. That's the worst part, and
yeah,
I don't want
exactly.
to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'll be like... clear my calendar. Like, I got to watch who got coy.
Assistant coach with cheapest living room set.
Best hairline.
Best yeah. Brian hairdo.
Yeah.
Best physical trainer. Oh, God.
Man. So. Anyways, let's, so, you know, congrats to them for just getting in the conversation, right?
Yeah.
It shows that they turned it around enough to be in those conversations. Let's talk a little in the hoop.
Should we sing?
Yeah, no, I'm not going to sing.
No,
but
no.
do you have any in the hoops? I have one. What are we going to do, like a little playoff round table here?
Sure, we can go playoff round tables. I mean, the playoffs are pretty interesting so far. I mean, I do love the fact that there are teams. Like I say this every year. I love when there's teams that haven't been in there in a while, like the Bucks, like Atlanta. I mean, there's just – I love the fact that Memphis is in because, I mean – I know you have the softest spot for Memphis.
I love that Memphis team, and this is what I was going to talk about the Memphis series. I was flipping through.
Is it because of Beale Street? Is that why you love Memphis so much? I mean, that's a great street. Let me tell you, big-ass beers to go are the way of life.
Yeah.
Okay? When there's a little cutout door in the middle of a sidewalk, and it says beers, and you go there, and you get a 50-ounce cup, and you just go... Well, I think we're going to be okay today. And then 2 blocks up the street, there's Chicken and Waffles that serve nothing but beer, chicken, and waffles. And
right.
And then you find your way to your hotel room, and then I don't know what kind of shenanigans ensue there. your stagehand falls asleep in a closet, and we threaten to leave him.
Yeah, I heard it was a lot of vomit, right?
Anyways.
That was New Orleans.
That was New Orleans.
So no one cares.
Nah.
No one cares.
You can watch those episodes at gangrenetv.com.
So I'm flipping through. I'm like, oh, Memphis is on. I like Memphis, you know. And then this is what happened. Close up, Jeff Green. I was like, ah.
You're like, God damn it.
That's exactly. I was like,
kids, go get me another beer.
I really wanted to like Memphis, and that just ruined it for me. I was like, I totally, like, I was cleansed of Jeff Green. And then, bam. I'm like, ah, really?
Your second favorite team has
your
first
awful, right?
Horrid worst
awful.
Player.
I mean, maybe in small doses it'd be okay.
No, it just ruined everything for me. I was like, where's T.A.? Why is T.A. not in
Who
right
else
now?
Is on that team that was – is it – not Courtney Lee.
Courtney Lee.
Is it
Tony
Courtney
Allen.
Lee? Yeah. No, I knew Tony Allen, but who's the one that was on the Celtics that went to Golden State? He was with Courtney Lee.
It was the – Oh God, I forget from last year.
Yeah,
great programming.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, the guard that used to play for the Wizards,
Gilbert Arenas.
He had a really generic name.
Michael Jordan.
No, but I know who you're talking.
You know,
about.
Remember
but
we used to get called
China,
out.
I think that guy.
Remember we used to get called out for trying to figure things out during show.
It was Crawford.
Was it Crawford?
Jordan Crawford. Other Crawford.
So I was right, Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Do you remember? I think it was like season 1 through like. 5. We used to get comments that were like, stop figuring things out while you're on the show. Do it before the show. And like, we never would. And it would just.
And things have obviously changed.
Things will never change. Never, ever, ever.
So anything else besides Rondo looked pretty decent in a game I watched?
Offense is good. Defense is lacking.
Yeah,
the
I heard that
Rondo.
Someplace before.
Yeah. Obviously, Rondo's doing good. It's playoff season.
Exactly.
You know?
I think the most interesting one to me is the Spurs Clippers. Because I think the Spurs, you know, lower seed, but I really think the Spurs should win that. And they did lose the first game, so that's the one I'm watching the most.
I'm enjoying the Bulls-Bucks. I wish it was Bulls and Wizards because I know how much Pierce and Noah hate each other.
It might be, though, right?
No, it's not. Because not whoever wins those...
They get Cleveland.
Yeah.
Or the Celtics.
Yeah. they'll play the Celtics, not... I watched last night's game, and it was like drag-out fights. It was great. I love a good, like, feud matchup.
That's a really... That's a real clash of styles because they're both kind of defensive, and you know, the Bucks are so young and long and just awesome. So,
you guys have any final thoughts before we wrap this up?
Not really.
It was a good season.
Thinking. Speaking of wrapping up, I think next week is probably
the season finale
going to be the season finale.
I was gonna say, oh, captain, my captain.
Yeah. Should we get up on this desk? I don't think it will support any weight.
Yeah, because they're going to lose in four, gentlemen.
I'm still hoping that maybe we could squeak
one. I'm still hoping I'm going to win the lottery.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be doing a show next week and being like, I guess we got to do this again.
Yeah.
I guess we'll push that wrap-up show to next week.
Yeah. Hey, maybe. I doubt
it. Hey, we could have wrapped up weeks ago.
Hey.
You know?
We could have. We're farther along than we thought.
Yeah. So.
You can give us a call. Let us know how you feel, Dave.
508-731-GGTV.
You can check out Stats' handsome face on YouTube.
When is Stats going to get his own show?
Soon. He needs one.
Yeah, definitely.
People are clamoring. By people, I mean
definitely the draft
one
show.
One guy wants Stats to have his own
show. He's doing his draft show. This guy wants him to have his own show.
Yeah. I think he should.
Write it down.
I think next week Stats should just be up here alone.
All right.
We'll do the Stats only show. On a throne.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if we can ever fade down from black. It's not my strong suit. I need someone to throw it to me.
All right, well, we'll see you next week for sure.
Yeah.
All right, stay infected. Peace.